Well, June Dairy Month continues. Time for your First District to focus on June Dairy Month and their families behind the product. At First District Association, we've had a chance to highlight a few families, and this time we highlight a family, John and Christy Schiffler, and their five kids who live north of Albany. John gave us a background this week on their farm and their multi-generational family dairy farm.
It's a century farm. My grandma and grandpa owned it, and my dad, and then now this past year we finally got to buy it. The homestead. My dad still owns the other land, but we buy the feed from him. We milk about 160, and we got around 400 acres.
Now I mentioned, John, was this always the plan to be a dairy farmer or go into agriculture?
No, I was originally going to actually thought about going for teaching. Classes didn't go so well, so then I went on to work for Sapaniacs, and then I went to the cities for a little bit, and then I decided to come home. I like it.
John and Christy Schiffler, farming dairy farm north of Albany. John, he talks about the attraction to dairy farming and just farm life in general.
I get to see my kids and my wife, and I like watching the calves be born and then one day seeing them in the barn to know how I did when they were younger.
Now, there's stressors in any profession, especially agriculture. John talks about, how he deals when it comes to stressful times.
You know, my kids, it makes me happy, actually. So I enjoy, if I'm stressed out in the morning, my kids will come out in the barn and I'm just in a better mood.
John and Christy Schiffler of Albany. Christy also comments, too, as they recently were the YC winners. Young Cooperative winners with First District Association, and Christy gave us a bit of a background on receiving that honor.
We were nominated by Jenny Kaltoff, and she kind of talked to us a little bit about it, and we really didn't think we would get it. We were like, all right, we'll do it, and John didn't really want to do it at first, and then we had the convention, and she said, you really need to come up, and then our name was announced, and it's kind of nice, I think, to be awarded for a lot of hard work that you usually aren't awarded for.
Now, as I mentioned to John, too, did you ever think you'd be in this position here in life? And I mentioned that to Christy, too. Did you think you'd be married to a dairy farmer and have five kids and live on a dairy farm?
No, I always told my mom I was never marrying a farmer. Because my dad farmed, and it's hard work.
So did your mom tell you I told you so? Or
still does.
And one of the highlights, Christy does say, as she did work out for a few years away from the farm, so being at home is one of the highlights for herself and their family.
It is, because I did work outside the farm for 10 years, and it wasn't a lifestyle. We never saw John. Somebody else was raising our kids. It's nice now just to be home with everybody, and it doesn't feel like work some days, to be honest.
And when it comes to First District Association, John says for a long time they have been with First District Association in Litchfield.
Yep. My dad, I don't know, we were somebody else, but then he switched to First District. We've been with him ever since. Donnie Meyer came out years ago and got us on board, and we stuck with him.
Now, talking about the YC program, too, I mentioned to John, too, if he saw benefits in talking with others and other dairy farmers and some of those networking kind of environments.
Yeah, it was nice talking to everybody up there, but we really haven't got to go to any. We got one coming up. I think the first one got canceled. So we got one coming up here, and then we'll kind of see how that goes.
John and Christy Schiffler, dairy farmers north of Albany. Christy mentions, as I pose the question, you hear of a lot of these June events and activities and breakfast on the farm and dinner on the dairy and all these other events. And I mentioned to Christy if she felt it was necessary to be doing this sort of outreach in June and also all year round.
People are so unaware now what actually comes with farming. We were on a field trip actually for one of the kids, and a simple funny question, does Swiss cows make Swiss cheese? Like, people really are unaware of where their groceries come from and where that it is an industry that's kind of lost. We were joking about it this winter on vacation that we should maybe start a petting zoo and all that. We'd make more money off of that than actually milking cows, because people don't. So yeah, I think it is important.
John and Christy Schiffler, dairy farmers and members of First District Association, with our Farmers Behind the Product focus here in June Dairy Month. And I mentioned to John, too, what's the future hold? As I did mention, you have five kids. What does the future hold for the Schiffler Dairy Farm?
I want to build, that's for sure. I want to do, if it all works out, it'd be nice to put up a robot barn, expand a few a few more cows, and then hopefully someday my kids can have it, and we'll go from there.
I mentioned the John too. What's the encouragement like from mom and dad when it comes to, you know, maybe expanding on the dairy farm?
He's for it. So, surprisingly, but yeah, I think he sees the changes and he sees all this, what's going on, that something needs to be done. And so he's kind of helping out.
And finally, Christy, I mentioned the Christy too can be a bit stressful, you know, kind of stepping out, taking that venture, expanding or doing some new construction. But she says the future and future plans are going to be good for the Schiffler family.
It'll be a good change. John's had a couple back surgeries already, so it's kind of a need to change. And it's good for the kids, I think. If we want to build for them for the future, that's where the future's going. And I think it'll be good. Hopefully, if everything works out, it's a step-by-step process. It's a long process.
Your dairy family behind the product at First District Association, featuring John and Christy Schiffler and their five kids who dairy farm north of Albany during June Dairy Month. And your featured family with the First District Association.